How's it going, friends? Ryan Stevens here, bringing you a catalyzing short to spark some thoughts, helping you ignite that potential and fuel that fire within whatever team you're a part of. So check it out, give it some thought, and reach out if you have any questions afterwards. Let's chat. Have an attitude of gratitude. Be thankful for every growth opportunity that comes your way. Meet new people that share their perspectives and their experiences, leading you to learn new things while also reinforcing the positive things that you're already implementing. Be thankful for old friends, new friends, mentors, and challengers of your perspective. Be thankful for a life filled with personal and professional growth. Thank you to everyone in my circle. It's you who helped me to be the best I can be. It's about the relationships. I've had many people ask me why, as a healthcare professional, I post so much information and tips and feedback about the soft skills, if you want to call them, when I could be using my platform to share more of my clinical thoughts and insights. And what I keep coming back to is, in the world of athletic training, sports medicine, any medical service, without the soft skills, your hard skills are not going to be nearly as effective as they potentially can be. Think of it this way. It's like having your dream car without your driver's license. Or, you know, you have this great car and you can tell everyone about it, but do you really know how to drive it? And when you do drive it, do you get the best performance out of it? Communication and rapport are the cornerstones of a platform for which you can truly make a positive impact on the lives of others through your gift, being a healthcare professional, being a practitioner. Ultimately, that's why we do what we do, right? So think about that. Why is it all about the relationships? Why do we have to build those skills? Because without those, you can't deliver the knowledge you have in here to make other people truly benefit from it. Communicate, practical skills to enhance message delivery, especially now more than ever with all this uncertainty, with people changing jobs, with changing coworkers, the organizational structure changing. It all comes back to being able to deliver your message effectively so you know where you stand and you know who you can work with. Before we get going here, I want to remind you, make sure that you hit that subscribe button on the preferred platform that you listen to these podcasts. Make sure that you catch every episode coming out every 2 weeks. Conversation, communication. Having the skill set to bridge the gap between your knowledge and the application of the knowledge that you have often can be the difference maker in job satisfaction, workplace effectiveness, and professional growth. And as an athletic trainer in professional settings, therein lies a responsibility for you to take ownership of what you can control to give ourselves professionally the opportunity to represent our profession in a positive way so that we can control the message going out there, so we can grow ourselves professionally. And while we represent this profession in a positive manner, while we represent ourselves in a positive manner, communication skills are the true difference maker. The purpose of this episode is to really review a topic not often discussed in our profession, in healthcare and athletic training specifically, communication skills. And athletic trainers, you can greatly improve your effectiveness, your influence, your relationships by placing a higher focus on the self-awareness you have and the verbal and nonverbal communication style that you utilize. And with the increased importance of interprofessional collaboration, now more than ever in healthcare, along with the ever-changing needs to be able to work with diverse populations, athletic trainers must really solidify the foundation of communication as it pertains to building rapport and relationship building. Let's do this. Are you ready for a comeback? Are you ready to fly? Let's do this. Are you ready?